listeners, welcome back to another podcast episode. My name is Daria White Osa. Thank you all so much for tuning in and happy new year. This is the first episode of 2024. I decided to go ahead and take a break. My last episode was in November of 2023 and the holidays were right upon us. I was finishing up my first draft, so I was like, you know what, let me just go ahead and take a break. So quick update before I get into the big announcement. If you're not following me on Instagram at No Time Writer, or if you're not a part of my group Ambitious Authors and Writers, you definitely want to get in on that group. It is steadily growing. But as for me, between the end of last year and now, like I said, I did finish my first draft. So Most Eligible Killer, which is the fourth book, I can't believe it, in my cozy mystery series, that came out to like 50,491 words. I have since sent it to my writing partner and I have gotten her notes back. So I haven't fully dived into the revision cave. I don't dive in right away once I get notes back. I kind of like to let the book sit for a little bit, again, just to give myself a break since I was in writing mode for right about 3 months. So yes, I'm all about consistency. Yes, I'm all about writing productivity, but I'm also a believer that you need to take time to rest and recharge. So I got her notes back probably about a couple of weeks ago. So I'm looking to maybe by the end of this month to get into the revision cave. And then by the time I get halfway through revisions, I'll be able to determine the release date, pre-order date, and I'll announce it to my readers, book covers, everything like that. So I'm excited about this book. And as far as everything else is concerned, things have been going pretty well. So I hope you enjoyed the holidays, Christmas and holidays with your loved ones, your family. And yeah, for me, I have since recovered from a cold. So that's another reason why I couldn't record between the sneezing and the runny nose. It wasn't happening. So I'm glad that I am better. If you are in the same boat, please take care of yourself as we are in that season. Plus, this is my official winter in New York since moving after getting married. And I have seen snow. It hasn't been an official snowstorm, as my husband calls it. But we did see some light snow almost about a week ago. I think it was this past Saturday or Sunday. So that was cool to see. And if you grew up in the South like me, in the States, in the US, you know that we don't see snow very often. So for those in the North, like, hey, snow is nothing, we're used to this. But if you hardly ever see it, we do get excited about it. So that is a quick update for me. Again, I'm excited about Most Eligible Killer. I have some other projects in the works that I am excited about, and I can't wait to share them with you. But the big, big, big event for 2024, as we are starting this year off with a bang. Again, if you are not a part of my group, Ambitious Authors and Writers, I'm going to go ahead and include the link for you to request to join now. This group, like I said, is steadily growing. We're all about time management, writing consistency, and productivity. And my first event of 2024, my first live stream, is called Beat the Clock. So if what I'm about to say resonates with you, go ahead and request to join an RSVP. We have about a week before this event takes off, and I would love to have you there. So do you ever feel like you just don't have enough hours in the day to get your writing done? That's probably the most I get in terms of responses when I ask my membership questions, when people first enter the group and I ask them, what's your biggest challenge with time management? The main one that I keep hearing is not enough time. So I want you to know that you are not alone. And here's the thing. You don't need huge or large chunks of time to create something amazing. Some authors feel like, I need to have more time. I need to have this together. I need to have this in place. That's not the case. So if you're itching, if you're ready to kickstart your writing journey in this new year, and you're craving to set writing goals that you will actually stick to, it's one thing to make a writing goal, but to actually stick to it, yeah, that's what we're going to be dealing with. Mark your calendars for January 18th at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So not this coming Thursday, but next Thursday. Why? Because I'm hosting, drum roll, wish I had one, Beat the Clock, Goal Setting for Busy Authors, okay? This is called Beat the Clock, Goal Setting for Busy Authors. It is a live stream that I'll be hosting inside the Ambitious Authors and Writers Group, and you are personally invited. So in this game-changing live stream, I'm going to walk you through how to set realistic writing goals for either the upcoming week, if that's your goal. You just want to break it down week by week, but you can also use these goals to navigate the next month, the next quarter, and even this entire year if you like to. So you're going to learn how to break these goals down into manageable weekly tasks. So imagine this, achieving your big writing dreams through small, consistent steps. Again, not taking huge chunks of time, not thinking that you have to bite off more than you can chew, but just small, consistent steps without needing to find extra hours in your day. So these skills, again, aren't just for weekly planning or monthly planning. You can use these skills, our goal, for making quarterly or even yearly goals. So I'm going to include a link for you to request to join the group. That's where it's going to be hosted. So you can RSVP to Beat the Clock Goal Setting for Busy Authors right now. We can't do anything about 2023. If you did not make your writing goals last year, if you had a plan and it fell through, you were trying to do it on your own and it didn't pan out, we can't do anything about last year. But we can sure start 2024 with a bang. So let me ask you, how many books do you envision writing this year? Think about that. How many books do you envision writing this year? How many days do you want to commit to your writing passion? Writing is not just a hobby for you. If it is, maybe this event is not for you. That's perfectly fine. But for those of you that treat writing like a job, you treat it like a business, let's get crystal clear on your writing goals and let's pave the way forward for this year. So don't let another year slip by with your stories being untold. It's time out for that. This is your chance to take control of your writing schedule, take back your schedule, find consistency, and more importantly, feel that pride of being a productive writer. You've got stories that the world needs to hear, believe it or not. You may not always feel like it's enough. You may wonder, is anybody going to like this? But the world needs to read your stories. You have no idea who your audience is. And trust, when you find that audience, they will love you and they will love whatever it is that you write. They will absolutely love it. So let's make this happen one focused step at a time. So again, I'm going to include the link to request to join Ambitious Authors and Writers. Let's make the most of 2024 and let's make it your most accomplished year yet. So RSVP, I would love to have you there, because again, sitting with your laptop while scrolling through social media is not going to move your writing goals forward, okay? You can show up with the best intentions to write, but if you don't have an intentional game plan, that's what's going to keep you stuck. That's like trying to drive with the handbrake on. You may move, but you're not going to go very far. You're not going to go that very fast, all right? Because the problem is that your attention is split. It's divided. You're splitting your focus, which only dilutes your creativity. So if you're still working on writing goals that you've had since last year or even a year ago, it's time to find a better way. One that doesn't involve you wasting time, but one that is laser focused and achieving results. So stop spinning your wheels. The words aren't going to magically appear on your laptop, okay? I know we've all done it where we've been sitting and we're staring at the blank screen and we're wondering why nothing's happening. You got to make it happen, all right? These are your writing goals. And consistency is not about writing every day, but it's about finding a unique writing pace and rhythm that works best for you. That's one misconception that authors have. Another one is, like I said earlier, you don't need large chunks of time to finish your writing goals. And even if you miss a day, because life's going to happen, right? Life's going to happen. There are going to be things that come up. You're going to have an emergency. Something's going to go on with family. Things happen, all right? But you can still pick yourself back up. You don't have to beat yourself up. You can always get back into the swing of things. Don't feel like you have to. Just because you missed a day of writing doesn't make you a failure. Some writers are so hard on themselves that if they miss a day, they worry about, you know, can I really do this? You just miss one day. It's just one day. But the choice is, are you going to get back up? Are you going to keep moving forward? And I want to share this last thing that one of my students, I have a course called No Time Writer. If you're new to the podcast and you don't know about it, but this course is again about taking you that much deeper in writing consistency, time management, and productivity. So one of my students shared, I learned to schedule realistically. The way others run their lives is irrelevant. The more I write, I want to write. This is so encouraging. If I don't write this book, who will is so true. That's one of the quotes that I say. So just do it. This is the transformation. This is just, You're going to get a glimpse into that when you join Beat the Clock, but I go into even more detail inside my course, No Time Writer. So again, in this event, you're going to learn how to jumpstart your writing goals for 2024. I'm going to give you tools and techniques to set achievable writing goals, whether again it's for the week or for the entire year. And I'm going to show you how to eliminate that when can I write dilemma. Excuse me. You're going to eliminate that because you're going to go from I should be writing to yes, I get to write, making a way for you to have the writing sessions that flow because you have a plan and you're executing it in a way that works best for you. So request to join Ambitious Authors and Writers. Again, I would love to welcome you. We have about a week to go, but don't waste time waiting. Don't waste more time. Let's get this in now. You have a story to tell and it's time for the world to know it. All right. So thank you all so much for tuning in and listening. If you're not subscribed to the podcast, go ahead and do so. Share this with other writers and authors that are in your circle who you think would enjoy this. And remember, as always, if you wrote a book, it is already unique because you wrote it and no one can write a book like you. God bless. Stay safe. I hope to see you January 18th, and I'll talk to you all next time. Have a good one. Bye.